This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the cast, your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here on a Tuesday morning, broadcasting live from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Say, to the truckers out there, to the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. And let's not forget about all the linemen out there in Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas getting the power back on for the folks. Thanks for all you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the Northland, it's Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United
States
of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on a Judeo nation, where as a Judeo nation. Now, Flip just jumped this dog thing in front of me. He's got a dog waving at you this time.
Good morning.
Yep, he's got a dog waving at you. No kidding right there. I just saw it right in my face. All right, so now I want to start with things this way. Joe Biden came out of the basement, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think I know why. I think the Democrats sense that they're going to lose this election because they've been watching the polls, and they've seen what I've seen. They've seen what you've seen. And there are stark indications that they're definitely on the bottom end of the rung right now. Biden is, after he was being nowhere to be found, hiding in his basement, being hidden by watching CNN television, I guess. The first thing that happened a little while ago was, do you remember when Hillary told Biden not to concede the election under any circumstances?
Yes, I remember that.
Isn't that strange that she would say that? Wouldn't she think by saying that that he might actually lose?
Well, she said that out of concern because she, like many Democrats, believe that when Biden, you know, debates Trump and when he comes out and he's speaking, you know, things will happen like happened yesterday and during his speech. He will just continue to run these gaffes and not look too good and look weak. And that's what's happening. I think that's one of the reasons why also that Nancy also said he shouldn't go out.
Well, Pelosi said something a little different. But, yeah, she said that she advised him not to debate Trump. She said it will only legitimize Trump as president and give Trump an opportunity to make you look bad.
And she said that. But the real reason is that they don't want him to go out there and look like he is.
Yep.
I mean, he's he's losing it. And,
My point to all of this is I believe the Democrats know that they're in a pickle. They just can't reverse course. And now, after the election or before, when the Durham investigations are over, and we know whatever's going to happen there, there's going to be a few more heads are going to roll as a result. It's just not going to be the people that you want them to be, because I'm sorry, the big boys are not going down. But we might get as far as James Comey.
Yeah, that's true. I think so. Even though Comey has a little movie out that's coming out.
Showtime.
They might get, what's his name, John Brennan. People on that level, I think some of them are going to get.
On Showtime, it's going to be called Comey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. So now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say that, but they really think that they're not going to get in any trouble, Comey and these others, because they're pretty bold. I mean, for him to come out with a movie at this particular juncture means that he really believes that he is not going to get in trouble, but I think he is.
Well, somebody's going to spill the beans somewhere along the line, and when they do, then that's going to get Comey. Now, will it go further up the ladder to Brennan? I highly doubt it, but we'll see. Now, here's the deal. Yesterday, and the president today, by the way, is going to Kenosha, correct?
Yeah, yes.
After the governor said, well, you're not welcome here, and the mayor said, don't come, please don't come. But he's going anyway, and he's also not going to meet with the family of the young man that was killed because he said that they wanted the lawyers there, and he didn't think that was proper to have lawyers there if he's going to meet with a family. But anyway, yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, he met with Attorney General Barr and Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Wolf, and they talked about creating a program to combat what they called a left-wing unrest. Why don't you just call it the Antifa Task Force?
Well, that would be more appropriate, in my opinion, and might throw in Black Lives Matter as well. I don't understand what's so deep about this. These people are lawbreakers, they're anarchists, and they should be dealt with in a very strong manner, the way that Mayor Daley did with the rioters in 1968, or Ohio dealt with rioters on Kent State. It's real simple, Captain. You defeat these people that are out to destroy not only physical property, but kill people and things of that nature. It's easy. Easy as pie.
Well, easier said than done, but here comes the music, and folks, I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and Ron Edwards will be right back. So, don't go anywhere, because Kathy's going to take us to our break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us. And good morning, Karen. Good morning, Sue. Good morning to Kirsten, all listening to us right now. We appreciate you guys. Now, while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan went on a buying spree, and Dave Moss Sr. now has over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Moss has probably one of the largest selections in the state right now. Now, before you buy anywhere else, make sure you check out Moss, M-A-U-S, first. Now, they'll have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not, and their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan and Act Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Way to go, team. Now, if you're searching for a new approved service experience, too, remember those four words, you serve, you save. It applies to all active duty military, veterans, first responders, pastors, and faith workers, where you will get 20% off the service charges on your vehicle service done at a Moss service department. Now, remember, they handle all makes and models, and Moss Acura and Moss Nissan also takes care of your new and used car needs, too, with special prices for that same group of people. You serve, you save. By the way, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Acura, Moss Nissan, with locations in Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, MossAcura.com, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and MossNissan.com. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, and when you do that, you are going to get another $500 off your new or certified pre-owned vehicle. Just tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
And I want to mention, we just finished up with the Democratic and Republican National Conventions, right?
Correct.
Election Day will be here November 3rd, right?
Correct.
It's the 1st of September today, right?
Correct.
And all we need to know is that we are in full campaign mode right now. Is that about right?
Correct.
Now, that being said, Joe Biden has made it clear that he believes in a dramatically more powerful federal government that will play a bigger role in everything from health care to energy policy. Now, he was in Western Pennsylvania yesterday, telling everybody that, well, I don't want to get rid of fracking. We're going to frack away, blah, 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 blah. But did anybody other than me look at the Democratic Party platform?
Many people looked at that platform, and one of the planks of the platform is to get rid of not only fracking, but also to get rid of the oil industry, basically. I mean, these are things that Biden has also said in the past. It's already on record, and so has Kamala Harris.
Now, I want you to hang on for a second, because I think we got our favorite question asker asking us a question. Good morning, Mr. Question Asker.
Yes, Batman Bob, Thor, Florida. Anyways, these are crazy people up in these cities. It's just time for President Trump to use the Insurrection Act. I was reading it and stuff. He could definitely use it. And the police are outmanned. The rioters are in the hundreds and maybe thousands. And they have to send in sufficient numbers, in other words, equal to the number of rioters or close to it, and use full martial law. It's time to do it. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. Now, you saw how they stopped the Kenosha thing, didn't you?
Yes.
Called in the National Guard.
Yeah.
Started out with 150, and then the next night they had 300, the next night they had almost 700, and the next night they had over 1,000, and it stopped.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. That's what I was saying earlier. You just have to meet them with greater force, with people that know what the heck they're doing, and they're strong, and they go in and wipe them out, and arrest them and keep them locked up.
The reason they're getting let out, Ron, is because they're being charged with state and local charges. That's wrong. They have to charge them federally. Once they do that, it takes it out of the hands of the local court and the local DA. It then goes before a federal magistrate.
Yeah, keep them locked up and throw away the key, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, the other thing is, did you notice Portland last night for the 101st day?
Yeah, there was another night of big glow from that city.
But didn't we hear that the state police were coming in force and that was going to take care of the situation again for the second time they tried it and it hasn't worked?
We heard that, yes. But I don't know. They're not doing going in and being strong with these rioters or whatever, or they're incapable. But I'm telling you, you've got to meet these people with a force that's greater than they are, and you have to put the fear of God in them. That's the only way you're going to deal with these people. They're like animals, and there's no reasoning with them.
Well, the grim creeper that came out of the basement has blamed Donald Trump for the riots in the country.
Wow. Yeah, he said that, but I mean, to me, that was a very foolish statement, to say the very least. To blame the Trumpster for something that people, these adults, are out there taking upon themselves, because in fact they are an opposition of our president, and they're blaming, you know, they're going after whatever. Who was to blame, Captain, when you saw those people breaking into Saks Fifth Avenue in downtown Minneapolis the other night? How could you blame President Trump for these types of actions? You can't.
Well, you couldn't.
It's impossible.
But here's,
not logically.
But here's the other thing, okay? You've got Biden, who failed to condemn the attacks on the police. You've got Biden,
correct,
who failed to condemn Antifa. You got Biden, who failed to condemn Black Lives Matter. And what was the purpose of him even going, well, it's all Donald Trump's fault. He's stirring the racial fire. I mean, and what's her face? Kamala's doing it, too. Kamala Pretty Girl Harris.
Well, see, these people think that we're supposed to just roll over Beethoven like dead dogs with our legs stuck in the air and just kiss these people's backsides, and that there will be peace and, you know,
frivolity throughout the land. No, these are people that are hell-bent on destroying this country domestically. They're called, in my opinion, domestic terrorists, and it's a philosophical battle. It has nothing to do with what Biden and these and Harris are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Antifa, and I'll just be the one to stand alone and say this, Antifa and Black Lives Matter are Democrat Party allies. They're ones, if anyone's to blame, it is the Democrats for encouraging this type of mentality throughout the country.
Well, have you heard what Oprah had to say yesterday?
No, I did not.
America cannot move forward until racial injustice is acknowledged.
Okay, that's why I didn't hear it. That's stupid. I mean, where are these people going? They keep swirling around the same old crap, okay? It's just what it is.
Yeah.
We have real problems to deal with, Captain.
Well, we've got CNN. They're going to help things because CNN's Syliza, remember him? He's mocked President Trump for calling riots a riot.
With a reporter
showing talking about, well, it's fiery here, but it's a peaceful protest with a fire going on behind him and looters running all up and down the street with stuff in their hands.
Yeah. See, if you want the riots to end, you're going to have to end them. And you know what that means. And in the long run, there'll be fewer deaths. There'll be fewer people getting shot. Because if you go in and you stop it, it's not happening anymore. But you have to be willing to do that. Put the hammer down.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Would you like to stick around for another segment?
Oh, great.
Because Brooke's not here today. And I want to get into some polls with you. And we got about 30 seconds before we go to the break. But I want to get into some polls that I got here because there's a significant signs coming out here about the fact that the Democrats are in big trouble, like it or not. They're not going to tell you this, but the numbers don't lie. And what we're seeing right now, folks, all across the country, polls that are coming out that are definitely Democratic polls are showing Donald Trump in the lead by 1 or 2 points, or Biden barely in the lead by 1 or 2 points. Everything has turned upside down and gone backwards for Biden, which is why he's out of the basement.
And it's going to push him further behind.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And, not going to work.
Well, maybe he'll take a broom with him and sweep the streets somewhere, right?
Oh, well, Nancy has a broom. She flies on it.
All right, hold that thought, folks. Folks, we'll be right back with more. By the way, Nancy's got lots of ice cream, too. She can't fly too fast, so the ice cream will melt. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we talk to Ron Edwards for another segment here. And, Flip, I hope you're having a great morning. And, again, hello to Karen, who chimed in just a few minutes ago, and Sue, the dispatcher, and Kirsten. And let's see here. Debbie's in there, too, and Deborah is also there. Thank you very much, ladies. Appreciate all the comments, and I'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The shocking allegation, defense attorney Eric J. Nelson, lawyer for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, said the late George Floyd was the victim of an overdose rather than a police homicide. Authorities charged Chauvin with murder in connection with Floyd's death in May, which stemmed from an altercation involving counterfeit money. In light of the allegations, Nelson is now requesting a judge to drop all charges against Chauvin. An attorney for one of the other officers involved in Floyd's death also said
says body cam footage shows the moment Floyd reportedly ingested a lethal amount of drugs. Nelson filed the motion in Hennepin County, Minnesota District Court, alleging the prosecution has not shown probable cause in charging Chauvin with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Judge Peter Cahill will address Nelson's motion in a September 11th court hearing. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki. Great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, there she is, Donna Fiducia, my little horse lady friend up there in Carrollton, Georgia. She and her husband, Don, run the Double D stables up there, taking care of the horses right about now, getting the barn all cleaned out and all that stuff, getting ready for another sunny day, I hope, up there in Georgia. And they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, before I get back to Ron Edwards and our caller on the line, too, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Balance of Nature. Now, this product has been working for me. And if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. I've been taking the fruits and veggie capsules, and they're working for me. And for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. And don't forget to use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. So, to start feeling better, balanceofnature.com, or give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Hello, sir.
Hello, man.
We're going to go right to the telephone line here, and let me see. This is Mary, right?
Yes, sir, from St. Petersburg. Good morning, Mr. Edwards and Captain. I have
at
the UNC 92 pages of their platform, mm-hmm. but the problem is that we're the only ones seeing it. If they could put it on a national commercial and just list it, it's got the authors of each section and everything, but the problem is we're the only ones that are seeing it. There's loads of people out there who have no idea what's in that thing, and they're not going to look for it because they're like the CNN people. I put it out on the national TV screen.
Well, I agree with you, Marion. Let me just ask you a question. If you were in Western Pennsylvania and somebody posted that thing after Joe Biden had been there and said, I'm not going to stop fracking, when it's in their platform and all other forms of fossil fuel to boot, wouldn't you go, hey, wait a minute here, he just lied to us?
If I had seen it, I would. And also, Senator Harris said the violence is not going to stop no matter who wins.
Because
it's a movement.
Yep, you're right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mary. Have a great day. And she is right, Ron.
Mary is spot on, and she's right. It is a movement. It's a Marxist movement. It is a movement to fundamentally transform this nation. And they're all in this thing together, whether it's Biden, whether it's Kamala Harris, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or whomever. They're all in this thing together, and that's why they've got to be stopped, and that's one of the reasons, that the number one reason why they hate Donald Trump with a passion is because he's standing in the way. One thing the president says is quite accurate. It's not so much that that he's after. It is we, the American people, that those leftists are after. They want to control us from cradle to grave, literally. And they want to do whatever they want to do, and it's all not good. It's quite horrible, the plans they have for us. And you think this vaccine thing is something?
That's
lot worse things than that down the road.
That's nothing compared to what's going on here. But here's their problem: Joe Biden is slipping away. His numbers are dropping. Okay, he had a 14-point lead at one time in a Rasmussen Reports poll back about 2 months ago. Right now, he leads by 2 points, right now, within the margin of error. And there's a whole bunch of other polls that are the same way when it comes to the margin of error and whatnot. But here's the one last thing, and before I get to a caller, according to the Democracy Institute Sunday Express poll, which has been accurate in the last two presidential elections, Joe Biden is up by 3 points within the margin of error right now, and the pollsters there believe that Donald Trump will rout Joe Biden when it comes down to it. Let's go to this caller. Good morning. Is this Mel up in Saratoga Springs?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Ron. Good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
The president, who I do have his autograph, anyway, but he did say yesterday that Antifa is a terrorist organization. That tells me that Antifa's only—they're on borrowed time because they're going to go. They're going to get it. They're going to go out. They're going to correct. They're going to arrest those at the top, and that's when all this terrorism, all this madness will end. All the violence will end. You get the money, you knock that out. That's done. What else? Oh yeah, but anyway, yeah, that's what's going to happen. He said it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They are a terrorist organization.
Well, I'm going to elaborate on that, Mel. So thank you very much for your thank you very much for your call.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Ron, he did say that, and let me tell you something else that's going on. The 74 people they arrested in Portland on federal charges, they got a bunch of debit cards. You knew that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And that is giving them a trail to start with, a money trail. And they are actively working that money trail. And they are going after the leaders of Antifa and these different little areas that they're in, and Black Lives Matter. They are definitely doing that. And again, they're following the money trail. And there's some people, could even be some businesses, could be some companies involved in this, seeing to it that they get the money, whatever. But that money trail is about to dry up once they get to the source.
Yeah, and I think there are going to be some big businesses that you're going to find out, because we know that some businesses have contributed hundreds of millions of dollars to Antifa, and alone. And so then certain individuals have also contributed lots of money to Antifa and Black Lives Matter. So that's where you're going to get them. It'd be that money trail, and that leads way up, in my opinion.
Yeah, and Biden is leading. I just had a question from Christine in Sarasota. Good morning, Christine. She wanted to know, how can Joe Biden possibly be leading? We need to have a live debate. Well, yeah, we do. We're supposed to have three of them, but I'm going to tell you right now, I think Joe Biden will have one debate, lose horribly, horribly, and may not even come back for the second.
Say that again. You broke up.
I believe Joe Biden will have the first debate like he's talking about. He'll lose horribly to Donald Trump, and he may not even come back for the second because he's done so bad. Because what's going to happen is he'll drop lower in the polls. We have yet to see the polls show us anything from the Republican National Convention yet. We will in the next day or two.
Well, they haven't shown anything because I think the Republicans actually got a pretty good bump. I really do believe they did.
I'm sure they did.
And it was a very positive. It was a very uplifting convention, very well put together. And I expected that anyway. And it was better than expected, in my opinion. And that last night was just a wonderful, wonderful event. That Republican convention wiped the floor with the comparison to the Democrat convention. But when you put men, the two men together, you're going to have one individual who's far left, that's Joe Biden, who's going to be fumbling around trying to express his ideas. And you have the president who has a wonderful record to run on, and he can just go bam, 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 bam. And he can answer the charges and just it's gonna be bad.
Well, they're trying to blame COVID on him. They've already tried to blame now they're blaming the riots on him. But here's the deal.
Yeah.
Number one, people are concerned about law and order, and the law and order president is Donald Trump. It's not Joe Biden. Number two, when it comes to COVID, the people that got us in the predicament we were in to begin with no ventilators, this, that, and the other, were the Democrats, because they were the ones like New York State that sold off all their ventilators because we weren't going to need them.
And remember when the president was asked for facilities, he provided them.
All of it.
He even provided them with a ship.
Two ships.
And they didn't use it. They didn't even use the Jacob Javits Center.
Yep, two ships.
So it's all on them. The facts are going to just blow them out of the water.
That's correct. And we're running out of time here, but what I want you to do is tell everybody how they can hear your show and all that good stuff.
I appreciate that, Captain. Well, you can tune into the Ron Edwards American Experience every Friday at 4 p.m. That's on WCET-FM. That's in beautiful South Carolina.
Columbia,
South Carolina. And also on Sundays. Sundays at 2 p.m. at the same station, WCET. And also you can catch my writings as well at Newswood Views and America Out Loud. And my website, for more information, theronedwards.com. That's theronedwards.com.
All right. We will talk to you on Thursday.
I appreciate it. You take care. Bye now.
That's Ron Edwards, everybody. And we had an opportunity to give him a little extra time there and give him a little chance to promote himself. And that's always good because sometimes I forget to do that because we run out of time. We're having so much fun. But you got a little bonus there, so you learned a little something else that you probably aren't hearing on those other ABC shows and CBS shows and, gosh, I don't know, NBC, MSNBC. But then again, who's watching that stuff? All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of the Tampa Bay area. So here we go, Tuesday. We're going to have some scattered showers and thunderstorms. By the way, the winds this morning start out at the south, about 5 to 10, maybe. This afternoon, southwest 10 to 15. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet later in the day with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature is 88, the bay water temperature 87. We had our high tide at 3:26 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 7:45 a.m. Again, it'll be partly sunny today with some scattered showers and storms as the day progresses. And the Freedom Boat Club brings you the beach and boating forecast. And I will tell you that there is just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, because Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, because you can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time on the water with your friends and family and sun-sanitized, too. Now, if you've had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation or maybe the cross-country trip from the family truckster or the RV, why not invest some of that money from that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy the beautiful waterways all year long? Now, the Freedom Boat Club, and the beauty of it, is that you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all of the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful sunshine and sun sanitizing, too. Now, Freedom Boat Club in Tampa Bay has the largest franchise of all the franchises. There are 232 of them across the country. And you ready for this? You get reciprocity. If you join here, you can go anywhere in the system and have reciprocity, 232 locations. 29 locations here, 500 boats in Tampa, biggest one around. But call the Freedom Boat Club today by going to 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Check them out online, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to love it. freedomboatclub.com. Now, for those of you out there who have been paying attention to what's been going on here, the battle to destroy the middle class, the essence of America, and Americanism, Marxism, can never survive in a country with a strong middle class. That's a fact. Now, these are the hardworking and above all self-reliant people that make America what it is, filled with opportunity and upward mobility, allowing people the fruit of their labor, a basic biblical concept. The left, of course, has to eradicate them from Marxism to take hold. And the globalists have demanded it. The left has promised to deliver it. California has been the most successful, with 4 million of their middle class having exited these past 15 years. More leaving now than in terms of numbers leaving quickly than what there were before. Now, the division between the political camps is growing wider every day. If that's possible, but it is. But only one party is widening the distance. And the Democratic Speaker of the House has the gall to call Republicans enemies of the state. Now, Biden says that President Trump wants more violence. That's asinine. And these accusations make no sense. Of course, they make it easy for pundits to figure out the Democrats. Because if you always translate what they say in opposite terms, you'll find their truth. What they accuse the other people of doing, they're doing themselves. It's so easy. When Biden says Trump wants more violence, it's just the opposite. When the Democrats say Trump is working with the Russians, it's just the opposite. That's easy to figure out. And mobs, of course, unruly mobs that have injured, murdered people while private and public property is being destroyed, families that have lost their livelihoods, COVID-19, a historically minor pandemic that's been allowed to infect their society, shutting down the greatest economy we've ever seen. Never should have happened, folks. The human cost of expanding the power of Democrats grows daily, but they remain willing for hardworking Americans to pay the bill. But now, they're in trouble. The mood of the American people is beginning to change, thank God. Lest the polling organizations look foolish, they're now forced to show the changing emotion of the country that's going against them. And once again, the Democrats have gone too far and taken too big of a bite. They are losing their grip. Now, there's no greater threat to evil than an aroused American public. And we're beginning to see it. We really are. No more turning cheeks. No more being spectators. No more watching hoodlums attack innocent people. If the government will not and cannot protect you, then you have to decide for yourself whether or not you're going to protect yourself and your family. And remember, evil will always back off when confronted by an equal or greater force. You just heard Mel say that a little while ago. And you heard other people say it on the phone this morning. Now, don't think it can't happen here, because it is happening here. The left has thought of everything. A pandemic to shut down the economy, mandatory face masks that psychologically turn people into faceless sheep, Trump rallies, halted race riots because several blacks resisted arrest, resulting in the police being neutralized, giving the rioters carte blanche. And you know something? This is just the tip of the iceberg, because if you don't like what you see, wait till October. I hate to tell you this, but it's going to get worse. Why? Because as the numbers continue to go backwards, and believe me, this is not helping the Democrats, then you're going to see them get more desperate. And we have to decide. We have to make a decision what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And for the most part, you've been dealing with a mob. A mob is nothing but a dangerous, brainless herd. A mob will do things the individual taking part would never think of doing. A mob does not consider the consequences. It has no empathy and certainly hasn't any thought of any alternatives either. So, we need to put this uprising to bed, and we need to decide that to remain as divided as we are will ultimately destroy this nation and millions of lives. If you think this all sounds irrational, hey, wait till October. We can only hope and pray that thinking, good-thinking Americans on both sides of the political fence will find common ground to help put down this rebellion, and that's what it is. History's been thrust upon us, folks. And it'll be witness to a greater America or the greatest catastrophe this nation and the world has ever known. Because without America, there's no other place to go. And I am an American first, and everything else comes after that, like it or not. And we need to remember this is our country, our country. People don't want to be here, I'll help them move. Well, this next little section of the program brought to you by Dominic's Wines and Decor down in Sarasota. Remember, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Just stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment. That's 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Great people. They do a great job of what they do. Now, coming up today, I am absolutely sure you are going to hear more about where Biden's going to be moving around to, because he's got to. He's got to get out in the battleground states. Got to get out and make some moves, because they're not, it's not working for him. By the way, howdy howdy and nighty night to everybody in the chat room. Steve from Thailand just chimed in. He's heading off to greener pastures. And again to Karen and Sue the dispatcher and Ron and Susie and Kirsten and Elizabeth and Margie and David and my other friend Steve down at Lakewood Ranch, thanks very much for tuning in. And you'll hear me tonight again on the Redidio. I'll be over at Mission Barbecue for lunch today, West Waters Avenue, 12 noon. Stop on by. See you then. God bless America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.